Okay, let's continue. Vayashilum, and they lent. Okay, the Egyptians lend their things to the Jewish people. Am Rabbi Ami, we're here on Tanaim Ubed. Am Rabbi Ami Melamed Shehishilum Baal Korcham, that they lent against their will. So who is this referring to that it was against their will? Ikeda Amri Baal Korcham de Mitzrim. Some say this was against the will of the Mitzrim. They lent to the Jewish people, or they gave their things to the Jewish people against their will, their riches, as reparations for servitude. V'ikata Amri, there are those who say, Baal Korcham di Israel. The Jewish people didn't want to take these things. Why? So Manda Amar Baal Korcham di Mitzrim, those who say that it was against the will of the Egyptians, Ichtiv, V'navet, this is a pasuk from Sefer Tehillim, Unavat Bait Techalek Shalal. And Manda Amar Baal Korcham, the ones who say that it was against the Jewish people, didn't want to, borrow or take these things. Mishum Masui. This is very burdensome. You're going to carry all these riches with you through the desert, right? Is it really worth it? Vayinatzlu et Mitzrayim. Vayinatzlu et Mitzrayim, this is part of the same pasuk. Vashem natan atchena am be'enei Mitzrayim vayash. So there are two different interpretations of Vayinatzlu et Mitzrayim. Am Rabbi Ami melameid she'asuha kimitzuda she'in badagan. The Jewish people made Egypt into a trap that doesn't have any food in it. You usually put food into a trap to catch animals, and they totally they took out everything from Egypt. They left them. They didn't quite ransack them. That's not the right word, but they left them totally. Sagan?
Exploited.
Vayinatzlu is maybe. I'm Rabbi Yamin Lamecha Asu, a second interpretation. Reish Lakish Amar Asu Kimitzula She'in Badagim. The other interpretation is Vayinatzlu comes from the word Mitzula. Mitzula is the depths of the sea. It's the depths of the sea where there are no fish, just like there are fish above. So it's the depths of the sea. The truth is, if anyone saw videos of animals that were, there are these very deep sea creatures and fish that do exist, deep in the Tahom of the Yam, but there are more fish, let's say, at the top, closer to the sun. In any case, in both interpretations, Jewish people emptied Egypt of their wealth. Next pasuk, which connects also to Yitziat Mitzrayim, Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh. This is what Hashem says to Moshe, and if I ask them, Mashimo, what's your name? What am I going to tell the Jewish people? Hashem says, Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh. Now, Amar le'akadosh baruch hu le'moshe, Lech Amor lehem. Now, what does Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh mean? Hashem says, go and tell Moshe, go tell the Jewish people, Ani hayiti imachem b'shiyabudze. I was with you. I felt your pain during this shiyabud subjugation. Ani hayiti imachem b'shiyabud malchiyot. And when you are subjugated in the future, when you are ruled and oppressed by others, I will also be with you. So Moshe responds, Amar lefanav, ribono shel olam. He says, God, come on, forget about the future redemptions. What about let's just focus on dayal etzarat b'sha'ata. Let's just focus on this one. Let's not talk about the future. We're still in very tough conditions. Amar le'agadosh baruch hu, so Hashem says, okay, lech amor lehem eheyeh shlachani adachem. So go tell them, I will be a messenger to them, I will redeem them. Essentially what's happening here in the Psukim is that first Hashem says, Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh, then Hashem says, Eheyeh Shlachani Alechem. The question is, why does he switch from one description to the second one, removing one of the Eheyehs? And the explanation is because we're focusing on now and not the future. When people are in very strenuous or tough situations, it's tough for them to think about the future. It's tough for them to see beyond their current predicament. Next statement. Now we're going to talk about Tfilat Mincha for a second. And when another example of a double expression, when Eliyahu davens to Hashem at Har Carmel, this is during the whole showdown with the Nevi'ei Baal, he says, Aneni Hashem, Aneni, answer me, Hashem, answer me. So why two, and why is Aneni twice? Amar Rabbi Abba says, Lama Amar Eliyahu Anenu, Aneni bet pe'amim. Why do you say Aneni twice? Milamed, Sham, Amar Eliyahu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eliyahu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam, aneini shetered eish min hashamayim, v'tochal kol asher al mizbeach. First of all, bring down your fire. Answer me and bring down the fire and consume everything on this mizbeach. And the second, aneini, v'aneini shetasiach da'atam. Sort of, draw the Jewish people's thoughts away from Nevi'ei Baal, kadei shelo yamu maaseik shafim him. They shouldn't think that what I'm doing is sorcery. We already have this Gemara. Shana Amar, as it says, V'atah sibot adibam acharonit. This is the second part of the Pasuk. So Eliyahu asks, first of all, answer me, and then make sure to keep them on the straight path, that they understand that this is coming from Shamayim, from you, and not from some other source. Yafeh. With this, we finish the first Mishnah of Masechet Brachot. Second Mishnah. Me'ematai korin et Shema b'shacharit. From when can you start saying Shema in the morning? Okay, so remember, I just want to clarify a few different concepts. We have something called Alot HaShachar. It's a debate about when it is. Let's say it's 90 minutes, 72 minutes before Hanetzach HaMa, before the rising of the sun. Between Alot HaShachar and Hanetzach HaMa, we're going to talk about different times when you may recite Shema, the beginning time that you could recite Shema. Okay, so today Alot HaShachar on David's phone is at 5:23. Okay, so first of all, we see Korin Shema. Okay, Meimatay Korin Shema B'Shacharit Mishe Akir Bein Techelet LeLavan. When you can distinguish between Techelet and Lavan, what are we referring to here? What mitzvah are we referring to? The tzitzit, nachon. Baruch Hashem, we have many poskim. We agree. We have found, you know, Techelet, and so we could use our tzitzit to distinguish about, you know, to figure out when you can see this without any artificial light, distinguish between the blue and the white on your strings, you may say Shema. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bein Techelet Lekarti. He says no, it's a different two different other colors. One is Techelet, the other one is Karti. It's not clear exactly what Karti is. Rashi says it's Yaroku. Yarok, but that could also mean bluish. V'karov letzeva Karti shekorin Purish. However, other commentators explain that it's not Yarok. It's a color that's similar to Techelet. It's similar to blue. So it's a discussion. V'gomra, when is the latest time you could say Shema? The latest time to say Shema? Ad Hanetzach HaMa. That is pretty early. Was anybody up here today? When is Netzach HaMa today, David? When was Netz?
5:54
was Netzach HaMa? No, it's probably a little bit later. When's Netzach HaMa today?
Sunrise, 6:35.
6:35. That means the latest time that you could say Shema, let's say 6:34 in the morning. It's early. Okay? And it's earlier, obviously, in the summer as well. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer Ad Shalosh Sha'ot. He says, Yeshua says, you may recite Shema until 3 hours in the day. Why? Shekein derech melachim la'amod b'shalosh sha'ot. Kings get up by 3 hours, so meaning everyone is up by 3 hours into the day. Hakorei mikan va'eilach lo hivsid kadam hakorei batarav. What if you, this is the third statement in the Mishnah, what if you read Kriyat Shema 5 hours into the day? You get up at 11 o'clock, way past all the kings in the world. Are you allowed to say Shema? The answer is of course, but it's ke'ilu, you're reading the Torah. You're not performing the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Good. Gemara. Mai bein techelet lavan. What is the difference between techelet and lavan? What does this mean exactly? Ilema, if you want to say bein gevava de amra chivara le gevava de amra de techelta. Habalelanami meida yadi. If it's a difference between, let's say I have two cloths, two woolen cloths. One has blue colored dye in it, the other one has white dye. Even at night, I could tell the difference between these things. That would suggest that I could say Shema for the morning all night. So that can't be the distinguishing factor. That can be the indicator for when we recite Shema in the morning. So Ella, so we have to refine our understanding of this notion. Ella bein techelet sheba le'lavan levan sheba. No, we're talking about one piece of wool that there are sort of different shades of it. There's some blue that, and then there are like areas where the blue doesn't get dyed in. And if you could tell the difference on one piece of tzemer, and you know, where it's a little bit lighter and darker, that's when you could recite Shema. So this is obviously going to be a little bit later, closer to light emerging. Now Tosfot, the top Tosfot on the right, question against Rashi, he says, Rashi explains, Perish Rashi, Tzemer Hatzavua Techelet. Rashi says we're talking about a woolen cloth that has Techelet on it. And there's some places, again, where it's stronger or weaker, that the dye is stronger or weaker. Vikasha, this is problematic. Because in Menachot, in Masachet Menachot, Dav Mem Gilam Abet, we learn explicitly that the mitzvah of tzitzit, another mitzvah relies on the mitzvah of tzitzit. What is that mitzvah? No? What mitzvah relies on tzitzit? Kriyat Shema, when you could say Kriyat Shema. So that would suggest, Tosfot says, that when we talk about Ben Tchelet Shabbat B'Tzitzit, we're talking about the strings of the Tzitzit. And you have, you know, the Tchelet wound around the white strings. If you could distinguish on your strings of your Tzitzit, that's when you can recite Kriyat Shema. Okay, next idea. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer. We're going to see a number of statements, different interpretations of when you could start Shema. Rabbi Meir Omer Mishiakir Ben Ze'ev Lekelev. When you could distinguish between a wolf and a dog. Okay, that's the time you could start saying Shema. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ben Chamor Le'arod. It's the time between when you could distinguish between a chamor, a donkey, a mule, and another arod is another similar type of animal. another variation of that. Acharim omrim, another opinion. Et chavero rachok arba amot v'yakirenu. If you could see your friend within 4 amot and recognize him, and you see him, and that's when you could start saying Shema. So who do we paskin like? Amar Rav Huna halacha ke'acherim. Halacha is like acherim, meaning when you could see your friend within 4 amot. Amar, that's about, let's say, 6 feet. Amar Abaye says, ah, we distinguish here. Litfilin ke acherim. For tfilin, we follow the opinion of acherim that it's 4 amot. Okay. Whereas the kriyat shema ki vatikin. Kriyat shema, the time to recite kriyat shema is like the vatikin. What does vatikin mean? Look at Rashi. Vatikin anashim anavim umechabebin mitzvah. These are very humble people who love performing mitzvah. This is the notion of Vatikin. This is it. You know, people say, I'm going to Daven Vatikin. What does it mean to Daven Vatikin? What's the source of this idea? Vatikin is the idea, it's referring to people who would wake up early to recite Shema. So it's when the Vatikin recite Shema. Now, when is that? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Vatikin hayu gomrin ota im hanetzachama. The Vatikim would finish Shema as the sun was rising. Tani Namihacha, we also learn in another rabbinic teaching, Vatikina yugomrin ota im hanetzachama. Vatikim would finish Shema with Neitzachama, the sun rising, kedei, in order sheyismoch geula litfila venimza mitpalel bayom. What would they do? Let's understand this. Right before the sun rises, they're reciting Shema. Another few seconds, they say the brachot right after Shema, v'yatsi v'nachon, and then Baruch Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, just as the sun goes above the horizon, you start reciting the Amidah. Mm-hmm. Baruch Hashem, I used to study in Male Adumim, and there was a Vatikin Minyan. I didn't usually go to it, but there were times when I did, and it was so beautiful because you could see from the Beit Midrash, the windows were facing Hare Moav, facing what's today Jordan, and you could literally see the sun come up. You could literally see it.
Should turn west if you turned
Male Adumim, you could see
but
towards
the sun rises in the east.
No, Hare Moav. Male Adumim is between Yerushalayim and Bikat HaYarden, right? If you look towards the east, you see the sun coming up.
But you should daven towards Yerushalayim, which is west.
No. I'm not saying we daven towards the sun. Ah. You could see the sun coming up. You could see it. You could really calculate it properly. It wasn't. No, but you could see it. Okay. It was like on the side window. Yafe. Now, what we're saying here is that the ideal time to say Shema is Kivatikin. It almost sounds like, I mean, I have to look into this further, but it sounds like what Abaye is saying is that perhaps you may not daven earlier. You may not say Shema earlier than the Vatikin, or maybe this is the optimal time. It sounds like this is really the optimal time to say, Kriyat Shema is with the Vatikin. So we sort of have 3 different time frames. You have the earliest time when you could say Shema, okay? You then have the optimal time, which is Vatikin, and then you have the latest time, which is all the way until 3 hours into the day. Amar Rabbi Zeira Maikra. What pasuk do we have that can prove this idea of doing all these things together, fitting in a lot of things? And remember, we spoke about smicha geula letfila, connecting the Amidah to the bracha of geula. What's the idea behind this? The bracha of Geula, Brachat Hashem Gal Yisrael, reminds us that we are avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are totally reliant and dependent on His salvation, and with that mindset, we then go and daven. That's the right mindset to have. We're standing like avadim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the pasuk that teaches us this idea? Yira'ucha im shemesh. You will fear Him. You fear Him. When do we sort of internalize a fear of Hashem? Malchut Shamayim, the yoke of heaven. When we recite Shema, Yira'ucha, you will establish your, or, you know, internalize your Yirat Shamayim im shemesh, as the shemesh is rising. That's the end of the pasuk. Ha'id Rabbi Yossi ben Eliakim Mishum Kehala Kadisha de Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi testified, or, you know, in front of the holy community of Yerushalayim, Kol HaSomech Geula Letfila Inu Nizok Kol Hayom Kulo. Whoever connects the bracha of Geula Tfila will not be have any run into any obstacles or be hurt throughout throughout the entire day. Amar Rabbi Zeira Ini. Rabbi Zeira responds to this. Really, is this true? Va'ana samchi v'itazki. But I did, you know, did this, and I was injured. So, or something happened to me. Amar Leib Ma'i Tazakt. Amtiat Asala Be'Malka. How did you? What problems did you run into during your day? Was it that you had to bring hadasim? Amtaya, you had to bring asas hadasim the Be'Malka to the king. Hatam nami mi ba'elach lemehav agra lemichze ape malka. It was a good thing for you to have to see the king. Meaning you yourself got benefit from this. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. How do we know that's a good thing to go see the king? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Olam Yishad Olam. The Marutz Likrat Machay Yisrael. A person should always run to see the kings of Israel. Okay, you can understand what glory is, what kavod is, what honor is. V'lolikrat malchei Yisrael bilvad, not only the malchei Yisrael, el afili krat malchei akum. Even before non-Jewish kings, you should run to see them. She'im yizakeh, if you merit, yavchin bein malchei Yisrael malchei akum. You'll then be able to distinguish between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king, and you'll understand the difference. So seeing the non-Jewish king will help you one day to understand the glory, the proper glory that a Jewish king should have. Okay, Amar le Rav Ila Ula. Rav Ila says to Ula, ki ayelet, when you go up, when you go to, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, lehatam, there, sha'il bishlama de Rav Brona achi, ask about the well-being of my Brona, my brother, b'ma'aman kol ha'chavura, in front of everyone, de adam gadol hu v'sameach b'mitzvot. He's a very special man, and he loves mitzvot. Okay, he's very happy. He enjoys mitzvot. One time he connected geula letfila, velo pasik chuka mipum kula yoma, and he didn't stop laughing the whole day. There was a certain joy, a happiness that it brought to his avodat Hashem. He was so happy that he started off the day right, so he was happy the rest of the day. So the Gemara now has some technical questions about smicha geula letfila. If you want to connect the bracha of Gaal Yisrael to the beginning of the Amidah Baruchat Hashem, we have a problem because there are things that stand in the way. What things stand in the way between these two things?
Amen.
And what else? Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Okay, it's also a problem. This is from Sefer Tehillim, if I'm not mistaken. Hashem, open up my mouth. It's a tefillah for tefillah, but it precedes the Amidah itself. So, v'heichi matzi samich, how could you really do this? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'tchilahu omer, but Rabbi Yochanan tells us, in the beginning of the Amidah, you precede the Amidah, Hashem sfatai tiftach. Hashem sfatai tiftach. V'ayorchil akel, ulevasof, and at the end, what do you say? Yuleratzon imrefi. So open up my mouth in the beginning, and at the end, Hashem, what I just said, all the words that I just said should be accepted by you. Should be favorable in your eyes. So it's a tefillah for tefillah, and a tefillah after tefillah for tefillah. Okay, we daven that our davening should be received. Amar Rabbi Lazar, tehei b'tefillah shel arvit. So Rabbi Lazar says, no, you all these things, Rabbi Yochanan, that you say, you add in Hashem Sfatai Titach and Yilar Atzani Refi, that's for tefillat Amidav Arvit at night, but not for the morning. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but that's a problem. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself says, "Ezu ben olam haba, who merits to go to the next world? Zeh somech gula shel tefila, shel arvit. Sorry, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu ben olam, zeh somech gula shel arvit, letefila shel arvit. So we see that you also need to do this. You have to have smicha gula letefila at arvit, just like shacharit. So you can't just say that what Rabbi Yochanan said is only for shacharit and not for arvit. Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar. So we still have this problem. How do we have this hefsek in between? Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar tehei b'tfilat hamincha. Okay, maybe what Rabbi Yochanan said had to do with tfilat hamincha. Meaning only for tfilat hamincha do you add in Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, whereas for Shacharit and Arvit you would not add it in. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, lo afilu tema akulhu. You can, Rabbi Yochanan was telling us to say Hashem Sfatai Tiftach for all the tfilot. So then what about Hasomech Geula L'Tfila? What about connecting it to Geula? Kevan Dikavur Abanan B'Tfila Ki Tfila Rich Dadam Ya. Ah, once the rabbi is established, Hashem Sfatei Tivtach is part of Tfila, it's like they're extending Tfila. That's the beginning of Tfila. Not Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech, okay? Elokeinu Melech Avoteinu. De'ilo Temahachi, if you don't say this, you have to say this. Why? Because Arvit Heichim Matzi Samich. How could you ever have Smicha Geula L'Tfila in Arvit? V'Abayi L'Meimar Hashkivenu. Remember, even another paragraph called Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu follows. It also serves as a barrier in between Gaal Yisrael and then the recitation of the Amidah at night. So how do we insert Hashkivenu? It's also a hefsek just like Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. So what's the answer? Just like Hashkivenu is an extension of the Bracha of Ge'al Yisrael, so too Hashem Sfatai Tiftach is an extension of the Amidah. Second?
And then
Chutzal, it's
Adol
Sofer,
Chutzal,
Adol Sofer, Adol
Sofer.
Yeah, nachon. So Michti, Hai Yuli Ratzon. Now we're going to talk about the end Pasuk. You know, the end, how does the Amidah end? You know, we have this tefillah Elokein Etzur L'Shuni Me'eros V'Tai Midaber Mirma. We'll get to where that came into existence. That wasn't part of the original structure of tefillah. But now we're seeing how the second to last thing was added in. What was the second to last thing? Yudaratzon Im Reifiv Yagam Lifanech Hashem Tzur V'Goli. That's the end of the Amidah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, at this level of the Gemara. So Yudaratzon Im Reifiv Mashma Levasof Mashma Me'ikara. Okay, so this pasuk of Yidur Atzon, it sounds like it can go before or after the tefillah. Why do we only say it after and not before, or before instead of after? So my time ataknu rabanan achri yudchet brachot leimru meikara. Why they put it after the 18 brachot? They should have it before. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Rav Yishma b'Hazi ho'il. Since velo amru David ela la'achar yudchet parshel defikach takinu rabanan la'achar yudchet brachot. It's based on what David HaMelech says. David HaMelech only says this pasuk after 18 prakim of Tehillim and Sefer Tehillim, and therefore we also say it after 18 brachot of the Amidah. So it's modeled after David HaMelech. So we say, wait a second, Hani Yudchet, Yudtet Havyan. This is not 18 Prakim of Tehillim, it's 19 Prakim of Tehillim. Okay, so what's the answer? Ashrei Ha'ish Velama Rakshu Goyim Chada Parashahi. We have to explain, the first and the second Prakim of Tehillim are really counted as one. So if they're counted as one, then 19 suddenly morphs into how many? 18, and then we get back to this parallel between the Amidah and the Prakim of Tehillim. Nachon. That would have been a good answer as well. David says 103 chapters of Tehillim. V'lo amar hallelujah ad shera bimapalatan shereshaim. But he never voices the word hallelujah until he sees the fall of the wicked. Shene amar yitamu chataim min art ureshaim odeinam brachin avshet Hashem hallelujah. This is the parak of Tehillim that we recite on Rosh Chodesh, which we recited this week. But he didn't say this word haluka until this point. So hani kuf gimel kaf dalet avyan. Wait a second. 103 is really 104. Ela shma mina ashrei aish v'lam arak shugayim chara parshahi. We use the same trick. The first and the second prakim of Tehillim count as one, and therefore it's 103, not 104. I'm not sure what the significance is of 103. I'm sure there's a deeper explanation for it. The Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmena Amar Rav Yochanan. Let's do another line or two. Kol parasha shaita chaval David patach ba be'ashrei v'siim ba be'ashrei. Okay, he said all the chapters that were beloved to David, he started them with Ashrei and he ends them with Ashrei. Tichtiv Ashrei Aish v'siim ba Ashrei. Tichtiv Ashrei kol chosei bo. Now, this is the first parak of Tehillim. What's the problem with this? That David doesn't mention the only paragraph in Tehillim that starts with Ashrei and ends with Ashrei. It's the first paragraph of Tehillim. Beautiful paragraph. There's a lot to say about this. So Tosfot says, no, it's any paragraph of Tehillim where David starts with the same word and ends with the same word. Okay, you start with Tilat Hashem, you know, and or start with Halleluka and end with Halleluka. Then that's what we're referring to. And, you know, so he generalizes, he expands this idea in the Gemara. One final idea: if you look at Tosfot in the bottom of Tet Amud Bet, the last Tosfot, Kol Hazomech Geula LaTfila Eino Nizok. So we speak about how it's such a big deal to connect the Geula LaTfila. Let me ask you a question: who here was Somech Geula LaTfila? Who here connected the bracha of Gaal Yisrael to tefillah today?
We all do.
So what are we making such a big deal about this? We do this every single day. No one gives a drasha between Gaal Yisrael and the Amidah. So those would ask, "V'im tomar aval kol alam somchin gula l'tefillah." Umay rabut the Rav Bruna de lo pasik chukim mipume. Like, what is this? What are we talking about? And you get such a great reward. We all do this every single day. V'yesh tomar dahachik amar kol azomech gula l'tefillah kivatikin. No, it's whoever connects the Gaal Yisrael to the Amidah, you know, in Kivatikin, right as the sun is rising. This person will receive Ben Olam Abba. That's what we're referring to. So it means that a person should try to daven early. The Rambam writes explicitly that the zman for Kriyat Shema Tefillah is the proper zman for Tefillah is right after Hanetzach Aman. Kriyat Shema, you know, should go before him. Just very quick halacha lemaaseh related to this in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph Or Chaim. You know, can you make a break between Baruch Hashem Gaal Yisrael and the Amidah? You know, you notice that some people, especially in our community, like to bang. Okay, when you have to add Yalev Yavo, why don't they just say, hey, everyone, remember Yalev Yavo, remember Alanisim. So what's the reason? You can't have a space between them. You can't even say Amen after Gal Yisrael. Velo b'shum pasuk, no psukim, chutz, except for Hashem Svatai Tiftach, which we spoke about now. This is Rav Yosef Karo. The Rama adds in, v'yesh omrim shemutar l'anot Amen. Some say you can answer Amen al Gal Yisrael. This is our custom. Okay, so this is the Mishnah Berurah points out you could say Amen, but you can't say Yehesh Mer Abba, etc. But, you know, so this is, what do people do? Today, you see most Chazanim, they'll say the Bracha quietly, so you could still, you know, so that you don't, so Dafka says you don't answer Amen, but that would appear to be against the Minhag of the Ramah. Okay, more to look into here. Yishar Koach. We continue with Yud Amud Aleph tomorrow morning.